we'll be sitting down with the estate and with the solicitors who administer the estate, and getting clarity as soon as we can. Obviously, it's only 10 days since we secured championship status, so it's only now really that we can talk with any degree of certainty about what our business plans might look like for the forthcoming year.
How much difference did that make, securing your place in the championship, to the future direction of the club?
I think considerable. At a bare financial level, I think going down to League One immediately would lose a club like us in the region of £5 million a year of turnover, without necessarily losing an awful lot on our cost line. So relegation would have been a serious issue for us to address. So we're very grateful that we don't have to address that, and very pleased with the work that Steve Cottrell, his staff, and the players have done to secure our status for next year. It's been a horrible, dreadful season for us in many respects, and Steve and the lads have turned it around for us and have done what is best for us now financially going forward.
Since Nigel's passing, how much more difficult has it been for you as the finance director to plot a course, if you like, for the future of Forest?
We've had great support from the estate of Nigel Doughty. He's left his estate in the hands of professional firms of lawyers, who we met very quickly, made them aware of the issues as regards the club, and they've continued the funding through for the last couple of months and into the next couple of months. So yes, it's been business as usual, with the hiatus caused by his unfortunate and untimely passing away.